Okay, good evening, everybody. Tonight, Bez Shomer, continuing in Simen Shin Chav Ches. Tonight, we are learning Simen Shin Chav Ches, Si'ifim Chav through Chav Dalid. This is page Kuf Samach Vav, Amr Aleph in the Shulchan Aruch, in the Mishnah Berurah. So it says the Shulchan Aruch in Si'if Chav, Ein Nosin Yayin L'Tocha Ayin. You're not allowed to put wine in your eye. This was something that they would do for therapeutic reasons. V'litno Al Gabav in Posech V'Soger Ha'ayin Osir. And even to put it on top of the eye, if you're going to open and close your eye in order that the wine should get inside in order to cure you, that is asr. V'meno pesach v'soger mutter. But if you're not going to open and close your eye in order to get the wine inside, then it's mutter. V'rok tafel afilu al gabav asr. And raw saliva, even on top of the eye, is asr. D'mucha milsa d'l'refuah avid. Because why on earth would anyone put raw saliva on their eye if not for refuah? And therefore it's clear that it's being done for refuah, and that's why it's asr. Says Mishmur Sefkat Nsamach Talit, L'toch ayin, d'kol mili d'hu l'refuah, gaz rabbanim mishum shchik asam manim. Anything that's refuah related, the rabbanan asr on account of shchik some money that you might come to make your own medication. If you open your eye in order to get the stuff inside of it, the wine inside of it, because then it's muchach that you're doing it for refuah, then it's going to be aser. But if you're not poseach and soger, then it's mutter. Because then we could assume that a person is just washing out his eye. But nowadays, no one washes out their eye with wine, and therefore it's always going to be aser, because it's always going to be obvious that it's for refuah. I don't know what we do about the fact that no one uses wine for refuah in their eyes either anymore, so it would just look weird. I don't know if it would look like refuah even, I'm not sure. Now I'll get emails from eye doctors telling me that they do use wine for refuah somehow or another, maybe. Okay, Varok Tafel. Kol shalotam klam, shalotam klum mishenayor. Rok tafel means anyone who hasn't eaten anything or tasted anything, put anything in their mouth, no mouthwash, no brushing teeth, no nothing, from the time they woke up. Shuhu chazak, where the saliva is particularly pungent. Umucha milsa dil refua mechavin. Why would you put that on your eye if not for refua? Dil rechitza mo. So if it's to wash out your eye, that is gross. Vimroch it's piva mayim acharkach mavir olenov. Shari av shemu orav barok. But if you wash out your mouth with water, and then you put some saliva on your eye, that's going to be mutter, even though there is saliva in there. Damrin l'ruchitza, because then we assume that it's for the sake of ruchitza. V'im lo yachal l'vtach, ein av yachal l'lach l'chan barok tafel de'in zarefua. And if you're unable to open your eyes, just because they're like crusted shut, and you need to moisten them in order to get them open, so you're allowed to moisten them with some raw saliva. That's not called refua, that's just trying to get your eyes open in the morning. Se'if chaf alef, shora adam kilorin me'erev Shabbos, no sin gava ayin b'Shabbos. A person can make kilorin on Erev Shabbos and put it on his eye on Shabbos. I didn't know what kilorin meant, what exactly it is, so I looked in the English Mishnah Berurah and it said kilorin. So, you know, that's, I guess, what it is. So, it's some type of eye ointment that you're not allowed to soak on Erev Shabbos and put it on your eye on Shabbos. I mean, I'm sorry, you are allowed to make it, soak it on Erev Shabbos and put it on your eye on Shabbos. She'enu nir elek rochets, because that just looks like you are washing your eye out. V'udelo amitzu pasach. That's only if you're not going to open and close your eye. V'lo chashim mishum shchik sammanim. We're not worried that it looks like refuah of shchik sammanim. Dikim shalatiru lo lishos nalim erev Shabbos. Ike akera. Because since you have to prepare it on erev Shabbos, so that's going to be a good enough heker. Mishnah Berurah sifkat nesamaches kiloren. V'davka bikilor tzol l'shal aznir kerochets. Avol ba'ava asur gemosh kosov simration beis. Sif hey. That this is only mutter if it's a very liquidy kiloren. But if it's more thick, then it's going to be asur. That he knows that he's doing it for refuah. That nevertheless, there's a hecker from the fact that you have to do this on Erev Shabbos. You're going to ask how come in Sifchaf we weren't worried about with the wine that it's a chashash for himself. So the answer is that since it's the derech to wash with wine as a tainug, as just as an enjoyment, so it's not a chashash of refuah. But over here, where kilorin is only prepared for refuah, no one ever just washes with kilorin, so then you need this additional hacker of having it prepared before Shabbos. Sifchav beis, mavirin gilde amaka, you could remove the scab from a maka, v'sachnos b'shemen, and rub oil on it, but not with fat, because that's going to be a violation of nolad. You're going to take fat and rub it on the scab, and it's going to liquefy. And even toward the end of the healing of the wound, where it's the Mishnah Berurah changes the gears over here. It's not the Lekha El Tzara, but it's the Lekha Tzara El Tainug Bialma, where it's not really a Tzar, it's just there for Tainug, it's going to be Motor. But you should not put oil and hot water mixed together on it, nor should you put it on a piece of gauze, or to put this shemen on a piece of gauze to then put it on the wound. But you could place it outside of the makkah, near the makkah, and let it just drip toward and inside the makkah. It used to be that it was normal for healthy people to anoint their bodies with oil anyway, right? It's one of the chamish inuyim on Yom Kippur. Why is it one of the inuyim? Because it's something people used to do all the time. Nowadays, when do we ever do Sicha, but that was something that people used to do. So when a person did sicha with shemen, that's not muchach that he's doing it for the sake of refuah. And it sounds like even in our places at the gemar makkah, it's going to be mutter with shemen. But not with chelev. And similarly, if the oil were congealed, where you're now liquefying it, so then it's just like chelev. In the Dirshu over here, he quotes from the Chuvus Minchas Yitzchak that what about mimareach, when you take a congealed substance, you take a more congealed type of substance and you spread it out over your skin? So he quotes from Minchas Yitzchak that if it's the kind of cream that has to be fully absorbed in the skin to be effective, and you're not supposed to leave any on the surface, you must try to get it all absorbed, that's going to be mutter. That is not a violation of mimareach, the Minchas Yitzchak writes. And Rosh Hashanah Zalman agrees with that. And then he points out that even to shape a creamy type of substance, like a toothpaste or a pasty type of substance, to shape it on its way out of the tube, when you squeeze it out of the tube, it takes on the narrow shape of the opening of the tube, that is not a problem at all, because that is that you're not trying to shape it, you're just trying to get it out of the tube. Ayin beis, the lekat tzara el tanug bialma, kein tzarech lomar, that has to be the gear, so that it's not tzar, it's only tanug, ratzal lomar, v'yafta bebehema asur mishum tanug bialma, even though for behema it's asur, even when it's just for tanug bialma, l'kutil kamal mitzum shalam beisiv beis. But for a human being, it's mutter. But then we said, but you cannot put shemen and chamin mixed together. Because that's obvious for refuah. But just hot water is mutter. And you cannot apply it to a bandage. You can't even apply just hot water to a bandage because it's a chashash shchita. But oil alone, we're not gozer shchita. We're not gozer mishum shchita. Because it's not normal to launder with shemen klal b'sim shin yotes, meaning schita mishum melabein is only usher when it's the kind of liquid that you would launder something with. Litno alev uadin imamocha yonosu mikodem alamaka. Similarly, if the bandage was on the wound before, gamkin asal litin alecham b'shemen alecham luchud, you're also not allowed to add a mixture of hot water and oil, or even just hot water because of the schita concerns. Aval nosin, but you could put it near the wound, where it's not obviously the refuah, and therefore even where we live, where people typically are do not do sicha, it's still going to be mutter. Sifchav gimel nosin svog v'chatichos begadim yevesh mechadashim shein l'refuah elik deshlisra begadim es hamaka v'lo yishanim shein merapim. When it comes to bandaging a wound, whatever is there just to protect the wound is mutter, but if it's there to heal the wound, it's aser. V'anim yishanim shel. So old bandages, which we assume are merape, is only if it was never used as a dressing on the wound before. But if it was already a dressing on the wound, then even an old bandage is mutter, because it now no longer has the capacity to be merape. The chadashim that we're talking about over here is not talking about a sponge, because then even old ones are mutter because they're not merape. Look at the Sator, V'chein kasabeli rabba. V'ayin b'simen shenal v'sivcha beisha. Hedik shom ha-mechar b'lashona tor de svog merape. That he quotes the lashon of the Torah that svog is merape, that it does heal. V'ulai kavanas ha-mechar b'sham rak ha-svog lach v'tzarech yin. Maybe over there he just meant a moist sponge. Sivcha v'dali nosin ole al gabi makab b'shabbos. You're allowed to put a leaf over a wound on Shabbos. Shein olakim shamra, because it's just there to protect the wound. Chutz me ale gefanim, except for grape leaves, shame l'refua, which are presumed to be for refua. Ve'inos and gemi al makah shumarape. You can't put a piece of gemi on a wound because that also heals. Mishnah Berurah ayin tes. Chutz me ale gefanim v'adin shara l'meyadum shem rapim. Any leaf that is known to have curative qualities cannot be put on the wound. Gemi ayin bel yavin sadi den chaluk b'gemi ben lach liyavesh. A piece of gemi, whether it's moist or dry, is the same. Michein mashem bir agra ayin sham. Ve'ayim Shabbos kufir beis berashi dibra maskel shkol. The mashma sham the gemi yavish muktzanami havi. That if it's a dry piece of gemi, then it's muktzah also. Achnu chalomer dachom erishin chinu lekach mi bodyom afilu achi aser. But over here, it could be that you avoided the muktzah problem by being mechin it from before Shabbos, and still it's aser. So to review what we learned today, first we said that you can't put wine or raw saliva on your eye for refuah purposes, but you can wash your eye with things that are normal to wash your eye with. Then we said you can prepare liquidy kiloren before Shabbos and put it on your eyes, but you can't blink to make it enter the eye. And then we said you can put oil or water on a wound since it's not obvious that it's for refuah, and you can't put something that is more clearly a refuah on a wound, but you could put it near the wound and let it just drip in. And finally we said you can use a dressing for a wound that is there to protect it, but not anything that is there to heal it. So those things that have curative powers should not be used on a wound. So B'Shabbat on Sunday, we will pick up with Shin Chav Ches, Si'ifim, Chav Hei, Chav Vav, Chav Zayin, Chav Ches, and Chav Tes. Everyone have a wonderful evening.